We have over here a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is trying to move the Pasuk of Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, which normally means Yantiv, Yom HaRishon. The Gemara is trying to move it to Erev Yantiv. And how are we getting there? What's happens? It's an astounding Gemara. The Gemara dedicates a whole block for this. So Rashi said a very controversial pshat. Rashi says that in Abaya, there's many pshatim, by the way, Abaya, there's Rava, there's Be'er Bishmol, there's Be'er Kiva, it's all nice here. Rashi said a fascinating pshat which set off alarms and all types of problems, psachim problems. Rashi's pshat was that there's a stira between the pasuk of Shivas Yomim and Be'er Rishon Tashbisu, because you can't do Tashbisu on Shivas Yomim, can't you? Kalinger made a parrot and argued ferociously that I can't beat the pshat because there's no stira. If you're doing tashbisu, you're not up by a rod, the stira is a mistake. And therefore, we can very nicely leave Yom HaRishon min Yomtiv and you'll do it with Shivas Yom and everything's fine. That's not pshat in the Bayev. It's unbelievable. Zachi have a Gemara where we would be without Rashi and without Tosha. I have no idea how to learn the Gemara. Tosis, the Rabbi in the parrot said, that can't be pshat in the Gemara. What the pshat is? We'll see soon. He says, like Tosis, Balzan. Places is a kash over here on Rashi. Let's see. Here the kunches be the mechayev be a rishon lahashmis be called mikzas and mutter. How can you do tashbisu on yantiv? It's also must be that it's mutter. That's a stira. Look at this. Now I want to teach you how to learn a tosis. The ein nir l'ri. Rashi's wrong. Why? The tashbisu havarhi. We know that review the whole thing. Gachamaz al sefer. So the tiva akosav l'sar for ella la'achri sura. The Torah only commanded you to sreifa after this. I'm teaching you how to learn a tesis over here. How in 5-6 words of tesis leaks a whole spin on the whole mesachta here, not to be believed. And I'm going to build on this 3 levels of the shitasas in the next 2 days. Most tesis kasha. Tesis gets up and says, "Well, ein biyachamaz el sreifa," and that has to be done after the zman ha'isa. So what was this kasha on Rashi? What do you want? What was this kasha? What do you want? First of all, go slowly. I asked you to see a command of Yubez and Beis. And of Yubez and Beis is a very cryptic Gemara which set off, without question, one of the most important machlekas in Rashi Tosis in the Mesechta. And we're meeting up with it now for the first time officially. The Gemara said a line, Amar of Simi Barashi Leshana a bit, excuse me. The Gemara said on the Yubez and Mebez that the Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda Eimosai Shalei B'Shas B'Yuri Amo B'Shas B'Yuri Hashpil Sechol Dover. Go slowly here, okay? This is one of the central Machlekes B'Doraisa Rashi Tosis in the Mesechta. The Gemara here says that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Eimer Chometz El Sefer, because he learns it out of Neser, he only said his did B'Shalei B'Shas B'Yuri. Rashi learns Shalei B'Shas B'Yuroi B'Tchila Sheish up till 7 Al B'Shas B'Yuroi from the 6th hour and on B'Chol Dover. What does that mean? Rashi says that when the Zman HaIsr comes at 12 o'clock, the Torah is not makbid how you do it. Who cares? Get it done. That Rabbi Yehuda Seri Eng B'Chom Esel Shreif is Dafka before the time. First of Rashi, if you guys remember this, rest of your life. Rabbi Yehuda's name becomes famous is only up till 12 o'clock. After 12 o'clock and on, as Mesos will hold over. Are you saying anything more? Tosis argues ferociously on the Yubez and Mebez. And Tosis says, Chas v'shalom, first of all, the Shalei B'Shas B'Yuroi, Hanu Achashesh, just the opposite. Shalei B'Yuroi, the Vavar B'Shesh, Ketika Chachomim. The Tamish of the Yalf, we know, is the Hanu Achariso, Shas B'Yuroi, the Hanu B'Shesh, Kimish Einem, Mitzuvah Levari, Elamitar Bonas, Mesos will hold over. We have over here a world war. I'm telling you, Zavek is one of the hearts of the Mesechta. Machlekes Rashi Tosis went to the Yehuda saying, Bechametz El Sefer. Rashi says, Bechametz El Sefer is still 12 o'clock. Till 12 o'clock, the Gemara says, do Sefer. After 12 o'clock, where it's already also, we're not fine schmeckers and go say, Dafka do Sefer, but it's all over. Tosis says just the opposite. Tosis says, that the Yehuda saying, Bechametz El Sefer is Dafka after 12 o'clock. Before that, that's all over. Afterwards, we learn out of Neisser. Neisser is not a word of lumpness. What's Neisser? Neisser is Dabar Asser. So when do you have to burn the Neisser? When it's Asser. Likewise, the Chometz you have to burn. When it becomes Asser, that's after 12 o'clock. We'll start slowly. So Shita's Tosis is that that Rebbe Yehuda said, Ein Chometz El Sefer is after Zman Isurei. After Zman Isurei. So, The Marshal over here sends us over to the Tosis. For that, we don't even need the Marshal. The Tosis over here got up and said a statement that Ein Yechametz El Sefer, and it's after 12 o'clock, that's the Tosis. You're basically based. That's Sheikh Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says Ein Yechametz El Sefer, that the only way you're Kayim Tashbis is by doing Sefer, that entire package was said after the time when it's ready also. Before that, there's no meaning of doing slowly. Now I'm going to start. I want to teach you how to learn the Tosis. I want to break this down. And I want to build from the pshat that I'm going to say now, why it links in this Tosis, one of the cornerstones of the Masechet. I'm not exaggerating. Go slowly. So we'll say Sekash on Rashi. Very good. So Tosis meant l'shitasai, that Ein Biyachonet El Sefer was said after the time. Okay, so what's this Sekash on Rashi? Let's break this down. There's kama ways to learn. What's this Sekash on Rashi? Very nice. And therefore what? What's Shreya? What does he want from Rashi? Rashi got up and said, this is Stira. Tashbisu, and by Motzi, clash. By Motzi says 7 days don't have, and Tashbisu, you're having. Now, Tosis is arguing on Rashi. What did he ask on Rashi? Very vague. By the way, Tosis doesn't explain any lumbas. He says a fact. Ein Bechametz El Sefer is after 12 o'clock, and therefore, watch fair. I'm going to present three possibilities. All of them are impossible. Watch. You could learn that Tosis meant to ask and say, Hey, Ligarashi, you, Rashi, are saying that Tashbisu clashes with Bayiro? You, Hilda Garashi, say that when you do Tashbisu, you're being argued by your raw? Fact Tosis, what did you gain by moving it to 12 o'clock? Haloi, at 12 o'clock, you do Tashbisu when? After 12 o'clock. So when you're doing it after 12 o'clock, you what? You're being argued the what? The isn't. So Tosis' kasha was the first kasha that I asked on Rashi. What are you gaining by moving Tashbisu over to where? To 12 o'clock. But when are you going to do the Tashbisu? You're going to do it at 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, it's already Aser. It's likely you're being over the Iser. By the way, that was the Kashi Riyas Narashi, right? How can you do Tashbisu at Tchila Sheva? How are you being over by your Roy? Did I know that was Tosis Kashi, by the way? Was that Tosis Kashi? How could you, Rashi, say that the steer of Abaya was that on Yontif you're being over Tashbisu when you're doing Bayiro, you're not being Marviach anything by moving it to Erev Yontif, because in Erev Yontif also you're going to do Tashbisu after this Zmana Isser after 12 o'clock. Was that Tosis Kashi, by the way? Option one. Why can't that be Tosis Kashi, by the way? I'll teach you how to learn, if you don't mind. At the end of the day, that's what you come for, okay? Well, that's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Rashi says that if Tashbisu is Yomtiv, there's a clash between Tashbisu and Bayirah. In fact, Tosis is the same clash, Erev Yomtiv, because Tashbisu is after the time. Tashbisu is at 7 o'clock. How do we know that's not Shan Tosis? Can you? No? Well, what do you mean to say, Rabbi Price?
Meaning
that
there's no difference.
No. By the way, I'm just curious. I don't like this. You don't like this. I didn't like this. You don't like this, Tosis? I don't want it. You don't like Zodic one, right? What's wrong with the pshat? So I'll tell you why this pshat can't be the pshat. I want to teach you how to learn. So why do Tosis have to go with the whole thing of Havak Sreifa? In the previous Tosis, Tosis already learned. In the previous Tosis, Tosis already said that Tashbisu begins when? In the previous Tosis, when Tosis attacked Rashi and Bittel, what did he attack Rashi and Bittel? Tashbisu is when? When he attacked Rashi, Rashi is Tashbisu means Bittel. What did Tosis ask on him? It can't be Tashbisu is Bittel, because Tashbisu you do when? At 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock. You can't do Bittel, because that's about now. So Tosis in the previous Tosis already learned that Tashbisu is at 12 o'clock. So what do you have to ask from Sreifa for? Let him ask a direct Kash on Rashi. Do you meant, Rabbi Price? Shagrat, Rabbi Price. I apologize. I didn't understand your remiss. Can't learn to speak. Tief. Sucker, Rabbi Price. Yeah? Frank, Rabbi Price. If that was Tosis' Kasha, then how can you, what are you resolving to steer by moving it to Erev Yontif on Erev Yontif also? You have a clash because you're doing Havara after the Zman Isser. That you say that the Tashbisu is after 12 o'clock, Tosis already said in the previous Tosis. The word Achmi or Rishon Tashbisu means do it at 12. That's what Tosis says in Rashi. Achmi Rashi says Tashbisu means Bittel. You're doing it at 12 o'clock. You can't do Bittel at 12 o'clock, by the way, for other reasons, because it's also Bana. So if Tosis meant to ask on Rashi our Kasha that we asked, remember that was the first Kasha we asked on Rashi. If the Rashi is a Stira, so why is it better Erev Yontif? We said a text from Rashi yesterday that it's a Bayirah that's learned out of a different place. If that was Tosis meant to ask, which is a reasonable kasha, besides the fact that Tosis is not Masha, that's what he's asking, by the way. It's not Masha, that's what he's asking. Abaluyat, so that's what he meant. So then he doesn't need to ask him from Havara. He said before, Achor Rashid means at 12 o'clock. That's not the pshat. Let's knock that out, okay? Option two is that Tosis meant to ask, I'll prove to you from Tashbisu after the Zman Isser that it's Aser Huta. Tosis meant to ask, that's option two. That's option one. Option two is that Tosis Taka meant to ask this kasha, He asked, how can you do Tashbisul like Rashi at 12 o'clock? Halloy, it's already Asr. But Tais had Shver, and who told you that it's Asr at 12 o'clock? Tais had Shver, and who told you that it's Asr at 12 o'clock? Maybe it's not Asr at 12 o'clock. Maybe at 12 o'clock there's no Stira. It means that Tosfos was asking that Tashbisu is at 12 o'clock, that he knew. We saw that in the previous Tosfos. Ach, we're reaching Tashbisu reads at 12 o'clock. Aber wer sagt, who told you that at 12 o'clock there's already Ba'ira? Who told you at 12 o'clock it's also? Brings Tosfos a raya, because Shreifa has learned out of Neisser. And Neisser is what? You only do Tashbisu when it's what? And it's also. So maybe Tyson's kasha was, how could you Rashi say this is steer between Tashbisu and Ba'ira? You're not gaining anything by moving it to 12 o'clock. Why not? Because 12 o'clock was he being over in an Isser. And who told you that at 12 o'clock it's Asr? Because we learn out straight from Neisser, and Neisser has to be a Dover also. Is that the Pshat on Tosis? Maybe that's the Pshat on Tosis. Tosis is asking that how could Rashi, if Rashi holds it to Stira, so you're not gaining anything by moving it to Erev Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos is do it at 12 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock it's Asr. And how do I know that at 12 o'clock it's Asr? Maybe it's not Asr at 12 o'clock, because we learn out how far from Neisser. And Neisser has to be Asr. That's what Tosis holds in Daf Yud Beis. That you only do Shreifa when it's Asr already. Why can't that be Pshat on Tosis? No, it's the same kasha, really. Really, the kasha is that how can you learn that this theory? You have the same theory on every yontif. So what's he asking from Sreifa? Let him just ask that Tashbisu means at 12 o'clock, but he had a problem. Who told you that at 12 o'clock it's also? And then he brought a raya from Neisser. I have a raya from Neisser that it's also, because Sreifa has learned that of Neisser, and Neisser has to be also. Could that be Pshat on Tosis? And that's what he means. He didn't mean to say that I'm learning out of Neisser that you do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. That he knew from the previous Tosis Tashbisu. But you bring a raya from Neisser that you're doing Tashbisu at 12 o'clock, and the Chometz already also. How do we know it's not Pshat on Tosis?
Here.
Same thing he asked before. No. Before he asked a different kasha, he asked, you can't do Bitlo 12 o'clock because it's also Ba'anoah. Here you have to go prove that it's also Shehiya, it's also El's Ba'yirah. No, not related. I know it's learned out of different pasuk. Now I don't have enough. We just have to get rid of it. We're allowed to keep it around. Not related at all, by the way. So the answer is that can't be Pshat on Tosis either. Why not? No? Because there's no raya from Neisser. What does it say by Neisser? You only burn it when it's Asr? Which Isser, by the way? Which Isser does Neisser have? What Isser does Neisser have, by the way? Anybody knows? Achila, you're not allowed to eat it. There's no Isser by your own Neisser. So maybe in Achanami, you prove to me that you only burn it when it's Asr to eat. Who told you that's Asr to have around? So if Tosfos was coming to ask, Halloy Tashbisu is at 12 o'clock, for that you don't need. What's up, asking? I don't understand Tosfos. If Tosfos is asking that Tashbisu is at 12 o'clock, and 12 o'clock is also already bringing me from Neisser. You already told me in the previous Neisser that Tashbisu is at 12 o'clock. If you're coming to bring me a raya from Neisser that Tashbisu is at 12 o'clock, and at 12 o'clock it's awesome, you don't have a raya from Neisser that it's awesome. And Neisser it's a raya only that it's also b'achila. That means I agree that you will not have a chiyuv asreifa unless it's also b'achila. Torah didn't say, em b'chametz al sreifa unless it's also b'achila. But who told you that it's also b'shiyah? One second. But Neisser is coming to prove it. I'm asking Akasha on Tosis. Tosis asked Akasha because he said, you're going to have the same steer. Why are you going to have the same steer? Because it's also after 12 o'clock. What did he prove from Neisser? From Neisser, there's no right. You want to come along and tell me we saw a good, but Tosis is going to prove something. What did Tosis bring from Neisser? That's my Akasha. Did he bring from Neisser the Etzim Zach that you do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock? In the previous Tosis, he said you do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock without Rayas. Did he bring a raya from Neisser that after 12 o'clock it's also? There's no raya from Neisser that it's also. It's also Bachila. Who told you it's also Bashihi? Who told you not to have it around? Who told you? Mechatesi. Maybe in order to go have a chiv strafe, it has to be a chepster. That's also from the time that it becomes also bachil. You have a chiv to go burn it. Who told you it's also bashihi? It's a shivas yom sol. What's the betech? Who told you it's bashihi? The third option, which is the worst of all of them, is that Tosis meant to ask the kasha of a beta parrots. And here is where I want to bring out my ikra point in Tosis. Everything I said till now is diukim lach. I don't understand. What is the kasha on Rashi? Rashi said this is stira. Now, I have a question. Forget about what Tosis brought down from Neisser. My question is, why do you argue on Rashi? Rashi has said it's a stira. Rashi said it's a stira. Ba'yirah clashes with Tashbisu. If Tashbisu means Yantuf, so you're being over Ba'yirah, why are you burning it? Now, why does Tosis argue on Rashi? Because of Rabbeinu Peretz? Because when you're doing the beer, you're not coping over Ba'yirah because it's Kimbavur Dami. So why does Tosis say that? Think about it. Take a step back and tell us what does it say? You Rashi say it's a stira. I am Yechomet El Shreif is after the time, and therefore. I am Yechomet El Shreif after the time, and therefore what? And therefore what? So what are you coming to prove? You're coming to prove that you're not over, so speak it out.
Iker Chosse Masefer. That means the Iker Kasha, which was a Rebbeinu Peretz's Kasha, that you're not over. And why Rashi's wrong, Tosis doesn't say. Tosis got up and said, you should know, and Berchametz El Sefer Le Rebbeinu's after the time, because Rebbeinu says, and therefore what? So if he meant to prove that Yehuda Tashbizu at 12, in the previous Tosis he took on that Yehuda Tashbizu at 12, if he meant to prove from Tosis that it's Aser, and the Kasha was, how could Yehuda Tashbizu it's Aser, he didn't prove from Tosis that it's Aser. If he meant to say Rebbeinu Peretz's Kasha, he doesn't say it. He doesn't say Rebbeinu Peretz, it's a Lomdish Kasha Rashi. How could you, Rashi, create a clash between Tashbizu and Vayirah? You're not over Vayirah, a Lomdish Atayna. You're not over Vayirah while you're getting rid of the Chometz, because Kimavor Adami. Where did Tosis prove that from that Kasha? What did he prove from that Kasha? He proved Rebbeinu Peretz as he said. If you hold Rebbeinu Peretz, he says, hold it. If not, not. Elamai meant to ask the Kasha that we asked. That why did there's a clash in Erev Yom Tov? So what does he need Noser for that? That's the Pella Otzim. What was Tosis' Kasha? Tosis got up and said, Noser, we learned Sefer out of Noser, and therefore Rashi Shver. What does he want? Badova Pella Mamish. So the Velt sticks into Rashi. He meant this, he meant that, he meant Rebbeinu Peretz. He meant to ask the Kasha that, why do you have a steer at Tomakak? It doesn't stem. Today, it's Mamish or Godel. We have the Tosis of Rosh, I'm Sachem. Then, meanwhile, you have to buy the Sefer if you want it, because they didn't give the rights to anybody yet. Rightfully so. Of course, I'm a fortune. The money came out when I was married already. It's a big material. They found in the archives, they found this Tosis of Rosh, I'm Sachem, which there's dozens of rayas, besides the fact that it says the Rosh. There's dozens of rayas that's the Rosh. The Rosh was shitosed in so many places, as we're going to see. The Tosafot Rosh dropped a bomb here. This is what I printed out for you. The Tosafot Rosh is a game changer in the whole Masechta. And we're going to see, as this man goes on, how many Roshes l'shitosei there are from this. It's not to be believed. The first Rosh is that the Velt didn't understand until we had this Tosafot Rosh. The Tosafot Rosh says that Tosafot meant a different Kasha on Rashi. He didn't mean A, he didn't mean B, he didn't mean C. And his argument on Rashi was not because of Rebbeinu Peretz. Rebbeinu Peretz argued on Rashi and said, how could you, Rashi, say that there's a stira? There's no stira. When a guy's burning chametz, he's not over by Yirah. That's not called he's holding chametz. That's not called his masha chametz. That's not what Tosis argued. He said, Rashi's, there's a different reason why Rashi's wrong. Tosis Rosh says, an alarming zach. Tosis Rosh says, that you have a misunderstanding of the whole mitzvah Tashbizu, and here's the game changer. Up to now, we learned that there's a lot in the Torah called Ba'yirah Ba'imotzeh. And Tashbizu is the way you facilitate it. I want to go back to the first day of the Zman, the first minute of the Zman. There were those who learned that Midaraisa, the reason why you have to go get rid of the Chametz is Midikas Talam. It's much of a technical facilitation to make sure you're not over. Take the necessary precautions. What we saw in the Rishayim, that Tashbizu is the positive side of Ba'yirah. The Torah says, don't hold Chametz. Tashbizu, get rid of the Chametz. Watch what I'm going to say now. Came along to Tosafot Rosh and said, you have a misunderstanding of the entire mitzvah of Tashbizu. It works like this. There's an aveir in the Torah called Ba'yirah Ba'imotzeh. And a person who has Chametz is a criminal. He's an abaryan. He's a pesheya. He's a rasha. What do you do if you're even aveir? What do you do if you're a criminal? Said the mitzvah, said the Torah, there's a way of fixing your criminality. Get rid of the chametz. The entire mitzvah of Tashbizu was given for a guy who was over. And how do we know that? Because Rabbi Yehuda learns Eimei HaChametz El Sefer from where? From Nisa. Rabbi Yehuda learns, Tosis L'shitasa, he learns Eimei HaChametz El Sefer, has learned out of where? From Nisa. And that's why Tosis is not makpid on Dafid Beis on the Beis, that the entire din of Rabbi Yehuda of Eimei HaChametz El Sefer was said after the time. What does that mean we learn out of Nisa? Why after the time? So I'm going to say the mashal the way it is. By Nisa, the din of burning the Nisa is a way of fixing the Avera, or it's a way of preempting the Avera. You can't preempt the Avera by burning Nisa, right? Burning the Nisa is a way of taking care of the Avera, if you're a Shegetz, and you left over from the carbon that you shouldn't have done, you burn it, at least to end the saga. So the mitzvah of burning Nisa is not a mitzvah preempting. The mitzvah of Nisa was made for criminals. It was made for guys not beseder. Another example, the Heshev as a Gzela. The mitzvah of the Heshev as a Gzela is a mitzvah to preempt Goslin, or if you're a Shegetz and you're a Goslin, at least give it back. And that nobody in the right mind is going to say the Heshev as a Gzela is a mitzvah to make sure you won't do steal the guy he stole. He's an official crook. He has pictures in all the post offices as a bank robber, right? Now the part is, it's a lava nitikli assay. Nitikli assay means the assay could fix it. One second, not listening. Zakti Hale Gatisis, now that we have a Taisa Rosh. By the way, the Lashon of Taisis, Kishmoy Kainu, doesn't really know Taisis asks. In fact, Taisis, how do you hold Zain Bechamas El Shrefer, right? A second. And where does he learn it out of? Nisa. And Taisis says on Yudbeis, what that means is that the entire din of Bechamas El Shrefer is only after the Zman Eser. Why? Why? Because the entire mitzvah of Neisar was given for a guy who's a sheiketz. It was given for a guy who's being over it. And the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, fix the avera that you did. That's all Taisus asked. So I asked Akasha, I'm going to say it bluntly. You know why Taisus argues on Rashi? You know why Taisus argues on Rashi? Taisus says, you're asking me a stira? What's a stira? By your rabbi, what's he sit 7 days on heaven? Why are you doing Tashbisu? You're being over. You know the answer is, yeah, you're right, you're being over. Tashbisu was made for people who are over. That's Taisus argument Rashi. That's why, by the way, if you look inside the Taisus, I asked at the beginning, and over the years, I've thought about this Taisus countless times. Always bothered. Well, what if Taisus asked on Rashi? He meant Rebbeinu Peretz. So speak out. He's saying a whole big yisoid. Mechazer Olaf Kim Boradomi. We're supposed to figure that out ourselves. We're supposed to figure out Rebbeinu Peretz is dingarai on Rashi by ourselves. The Taisus is chas v'sholom. Taisus says what he dings. He says five words. It says on that, that's only after the Zman HaIsra because we're not out of the Nisra, which is what Taisus says in Yudbeis and Mebeis, because the entire din of Ember Chavos HaSreva is after the Zman HaIsra. So I always used to learn the Taisus and say, okay, and now what? But why is Rashi wrong? The Taisus says, he just said why Rashi's wrong. The reason why Rashi's wrong is because the mitzvah of Tashbisu was given after the Zman HaIsra, because the mitzvah of Tashbisu was given for guys who's a sheiketz, for guys in Abayah, for guys who's a criminal. So they ask me a question and say, I'm a stira. It said, by your all 7 days, and now the guy's being touched, so he's being over. The answer is, yeah, he's being over, Taka. He's Taka being over. I, Taka, you touch me. So this was given for criminals. He's Taka being over, he's a criminal. And the Torah, Taisha said, this is how you fix it up. The same way the Hesha fixes Xela, and the Shreif of Nisa fixes Nisa. And that's why Taisha's Lashitase holds, it's a lav hanitically assay. It's an assay that came to fix the lav. By the way, if it will be an assay that's coming to preempt the love, it won't be an assay, no, then it's like an assay. If it will be the assay we're coming to preempt the love, the way we've been learning till now, then it won't be a love, and it's like an assay. If you look in the Lashon of the Taisus Russian side, you'll see Mefurish, that's how he explains Taisus Kasha. If you saw the Lashon of Taisus Rush this morning, he doesn't say anything close to Arbeno Peretz. That while you're burning it, you're not over. Because Hareo Kumahuradam. He says something else for sure. What does Taisus Rush say? Taisus Rush says that the entire mitzvah was given for a guy. You are over. And if you're over, then you go ahead and you do Tashbisu. So the reason why Rashi's stira is wrong is not because you're not over by Yiroh. You are over by Yiroh. However, the whole thing of Tashbisu is after the Zman HaIsur, because we learn it out of Nisar. And we're about to learn it out of Nisar. That teaches me that the nature of Yehuda, and Rabbanon don't argue on that, the nature of the mitzvah, the philosophy, come on, a hashkafa shayl over here. What is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? The mitzvah of Tashbisu is to preempt, to make sure you're not going to be everybody wrong, or the mitzvah was to clean up the mess if you did it. Says the Taisus Lishitasi that the entire mitzvah is after the Zman HaIsur and we learn out of Nisar, and that's what the Gemara said in Bechavetz El Shreva is after the Zman, that's magdil what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah was made for criminals, so you can't come on. So Taisus says, I asked the Kasher, where did Taisus say why Rashi's wrong? Taisus being rise. But where did he say why Rashi's wrong? The answer is he said why Rashi's wrong in four words. The mitzvah havar is after the Zman HaIsur, which means that the entire mitzvah is to clean up the mess. I mean, like Nisar. That's his wife from Nisar, just like Nisar. By Nisar, the mitzvah is to preempt the Aveira. By Nisar, the mitzvah is to fix the Aveira. Male effect is on Rashi. One second. Male effect is on Rashi. What's your stira that you're going to be over by you all while you're doing Tashbisu? And Achanam, you won't be over, because Tashbisu is being over on. Tashbisu was made for criminals. One second. Oh, Fisa, if that's the dingarai on Rashi, so it's niflamoid why Rashi doesn't hold of it. Hale Rashi says, Andaf, Yudbeis, Omebeis, when did Rabbi Yehuda say, Birchamas El Sreifa? When did Rabbi Yehuda say, Ein Biur Chometz El Sreifa? When did Rabbi Yehuda say, Ein Biur Chometz El Sreifa? He said it when? Before this man. That means Yom Tashbisu is not to clean up the mess. Haki Tami Tashbisu is coming to clean up the mess when I'm doing straight fed at 11 o'clock in the morning. So obviously Tashbisu is not to clean up the mess. It wasn't given for a guy who's a criminal. The entire Tashbisu was made to avoid doing Bayer Al Bayer Motzei. So the mitzvah wasn't for a criminal who was over. The mitzvah is to avoid it.
So Rashi says, Niflum Oila, Mita Shotero, Lashitosoi, that there's a steer in Abaya. How can you do Tashbisu? Abaya Rabba Matze. You being over, why didn't you tell me Tashbisu was made for criminals? It wasn't made for criminals. Rashi Lashitosoi, all Tashbisu wasn't. This is the big Lashitosoi of the Masechta, one of them. This is the beginning of a very long spiral of Lashitosoi, as we're going to see. That's one second. Okay? Sorry. I don't want to get you all upset. I'm afraid of you. Yeah. Well, it was Moshe Rabbeinowitz, I'm afraid of. No, because we balanced it, sort out of Noiser. So we see that that was the gather, although we're running out of Noiser. If the Indian of the, that he's proving that the gather of Tashpisu is a gather of fixing up the mess, because we learned it out of Noiser, and there the gather for sure is fixing up the mess. Lu Yitzur, the mitzvah, wouldn't be a gather of fixing up the mess. What are you learning out of Noiser? And that's the Hezber and the Gemara in Yud Beis that the entire thing is after this man. Rashi argues on the whole package. You have to know, it could be just a dimmer from Noiser, that mitzvah the din of Yisrael, you have to burn it, you understand? Mitzvah the Chefza. Yesh La'im was there, but either way, it's before Shirashi. Rashi says the mitzvah is before the time. If the mitzvah is before the time, then obviously, it's not like Veshev is like and it's not about criminals. The Mela, Rashi says, I have a stira between Bayeron. That's Emes Lamita Shotar. 1 minute, 1 second. Now. Before we finish off the rest of the Tosfos and learn Tosfos' pshat, Tosfos at the end of Tosfos, we'll see the Tosfos inside. Either soon or tomorrow, we'll see. But Tosfos at the end of the day argues on Rashi's Stira. He learns it out of a Yisurah Dekra, an extra Pasuk. What the extra Pasuk is, the Tosfos Rashi also speaks out. We'll get to that in a minute, okay? 1 second. I want to talk about something which is critical right now, at this point. I want to build now at the beginning of a huge tower. And one half will do today, and the rest I'll finish off tomorrow, but watch. If I'll ask you right now, listen carefully to what I'm saying now. If I'll ask you right now, so when do I do Tashbisu? When is this man of Tashbisu? Watch what I'm going to say now. So when is this man of Tashbisu? So I appreciate this. Yeah, listening, yeah? So now we're going to start. That's Machlekes Rashi. Tosfos, that means we have two ways to ding on Rashi. I can ding on Rashi, Tosfos, Rebbeinu Peretz. I can ding on Tosfos, on Rashi, Tosfos, and Tosfos Rashi. Big raid. And that's a big Lashitosa. That part's a huge Lashitosa. Now we start. Moi Rabbi says, I'm going to ask you, I want to talk business now. So when is the Mitzvah Tashmisu? When is it? Exactly when? We have three Shitas. Watch. Shitas number one is Tosfos. Tosfos explicitly says that you do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock, after the Zman Isser. By the way, I have three Tosfos in who said that. Tosfos, previous Tosfos says you do Bittul when? When do you do Tashbisu? At 12. This Tosfos says you do Tashbisu when? At 12. Tosfos on Yud Beis, you do Tashbisu Sreifa at 12. So three Tosfos who learned that the Ach B'yom Rishon Tashbisu, Ach means a half a day, at 12 o'clock you do it. Tosfos says the Kasha, can you do Bittul? If it's Tashbisu, he knocked off Rashi. Tosfos says, Sreif is after the time. That's Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos reads the Pasuk of Achmer Rishon. Second. We know for some reason that Rishon means Erev Yontov. Tosfos says it's a Yisur of the cross, an extra Pasuk. We'll see soon. And the Ach splits it. And when do you do Tashbisu? You do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. You do Bittul at 12. You can't do Bittul. That was Tosfos right against Rashi. If Tashbisu means Bittul, you can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock because it's also Bahana already. That was Tosfos Kasha Rashi. But Tosfos in three places says Tashbisu is at 12. A. That's why he attacks Rashi and says Tashbisu can't be Bittul because you can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock. That's why he says over here that that Sreifa is at 12 o'clock and you base. That's Shitas Tosfos. Lo Umazeh, the polar opposite of that is who? Ramban. The Ramban and the Tosfos of Bittul, right? Tosfos attacks Rashi. How could you, the Rashi, the Ran, the Ramban, how could all of you people say that what? That Tashbisu means Bittul. Hello, you're doing it at 12 o'clock. Ach b'yom rishon. What did Rabban answer for Shitas Rashi? That ach doesn't mean at 12. Ach means when? 2 minutes to 12. 5 minutes to 12. He said you always have to do it 5. You can't do it at 12 o'clock. You're being over there. So the Rabban says clearly that ach doesn't mean at 12 o'clock. At means before 12 o'clock. Before 12 o'clock. Make sure you do Tashbisu. Bittul. Havara. You have to do it before 12 o'clock. You can't wait till 12 o'clock to do it. You possibly can't wait till 12 o'clock to do it. As he said, Rabban. So you have two clear polar opposite shitas. Tosfos says explicitly, Achmish means do it at 12. And therefore Tosfos says it can't mean Bittul. And therefore Tosfos says you can't have the stira.
Like we just finished saying Kedusha Rosh. The Ramban says on the Teretz of Bittul, he says, what about Bittul? The Ramban holds like Rashi that Tashmisa means Bittul, without getting into the details why. But he holds like you did. How can you do it at 12 o'clock? You can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock. By the way, why can't you do Bittul at 12 o'clock? Again, nothing to do with what we spoke about today, because at 12 o'clock it's also Banu, it's not in your rituals. So what did Ramban answer? No, Tashmisa means Bittul. You do it at 5 minutes to 12. And the Ramban ate it on. And anyway, you need to do it at 5 minutes to 12, because you need to avoid the Issa, as they say in Ramban. Rashi is a model. And the Rashi is a third cheetah. Watch. Mitzad Echor, Rashi says that Tashbisu means what? Watch, I'm going to present now Shitas Rashi, it's a third cheetah. Tosis is crystal clear in light of everything I said. By the way, and now we understand the oimik of why Tosis holds you have to do it after the time. Because the whole mitzvah was given for people who are criminals. The Ramban is the other way around. The Ramban, by the way, is the ultimate opposite. You have to do it before 12 o'clock because he learns that the Masayef Tashbisu is preemptive. Now we get to the third sheet. The Rashi's a mess. Mitzad Echor, Rashi holds Tashbisu means Bittul. Now listening. Tashbisu means what? Bittul. Watch this kasha now. Mitzad Echor, Mitzad Echor, Tashbisu means Bittul. Rashi says so. Tosis, yes, Tashbisu means Bittul. I can do it at 12 o'clock. So what are the Rabban answer for Shitas Rashi, which by the way, until this moment, the only answer we know. He answered that what Tashbisu means what? Ach means before 12. Fine. There is a Pashu Shat, the answer Rashi of Bittul, is that Tashbisu means beforehand. The problem is, Rashi says before by us that the business of Tashbisu starts when? At 12 o'clock. Rashi says what? Yamtin at Shal Shvius. Rashi says Mufurish, then I'm allowed to wait till the seventh hour. The mitzvah begins at 12:01. Yamtin at Tchilas Shal Shvius. So how do I read the pasuk? Ach, Priyam Rishon means 5 to 12. Get it done before 12. Or Ach, Rishon means at 12. Mitzvah the kasha of Bittul, we have to answer that. Well, you can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock, it's also Vahana. It's anniversary site. The only way is to do it at 5 to 12. So you have to read the pasuk. Do it at 5 to 12. But Rashi reads the pasuk of Yamtin Tchilas Shal Shvius. You do it. By the way, Rashi and Afi Beis and Beis Beter Chavar says the same thing. You do it at the beginning of 7th hour. The mitzvah starts at 7. A. B. Another kasha I have is Rashi says in Yubayz on Mabayz that the Machlekes of Yehuda holds Emir Chometz El Shreifus only said when? When was the din of Emir Chometz El Shreifus said, Rashi said? Before the time. Before 12 o'clock. After 12 o'clock, get rid of it. We're not makrid. Frege Chakasha, that means, so when's the mitzvah Tashbisu? Before 12 or at 12? Before. Rashi over here says, Yam Tenat Shal Sheva. So, in the Shitas Tosis, the mitzvah starts at 12. I know why today. I know why. You know why I know why? Because Tosis says the Tosis Rosh. He meant the Tosis Rosh. How do I know he meant the Tosis Rosh, by the way? Because Tosis, all Tosis asks is, we learn how to know. That was Tosis' whole kasha. So Tosis held the philosophical zach that Tashbisu is cleaning up the mess. Fine. The Ramban holds the other way around clearly. You have to do it beforehand. Rashi is a mess. Rashi on one hand holds Tashbisu means Bittul, but you have to do it beforehand. Rashi holds that Tashbisu is Emir Chometz El Shreifus before the time, so this is obviously before 12. And then Rashi says, Yam Tinat Shal Sheva, the mitzvah starts at 12 o'clock. By the way, as I expand the Rashi, I want to say something which is Mavol al Rayim, which is Emes Lamita Shal Torah. Tosis asks Akasha on Rashi and says, how could you Rashi say Tashbisu means Bittul? You can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock because of technical reasons. Rabban says you do it at 5 to 12. You know what the real answer to that Akasha is? Rashi holds Tashbisu is not at 12 o'clock. Rashi holds Tashbisu on Yud Beis Mabay starts when? Before the time. So if you ask me, Akasha, how could Tashbisu be Bittul? You can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock. Rashi says, unfortunately, that Yud Beis Mabay's, Embir Chometz El Shreifa, which is Tashbisu, is done when? Before the time. So the Akasha doesn't even start. I have to catch 5 minutes to 12. Rashi says explicitly that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before the time. That means, what's the answer? We have a new Torah on Tosis Akasha. Tosis asked before and said that what? The Tashbisu is what? The Tashbisu is Bittul, how can you do it at 12 o'clock? The answer is, the mitzvah is not at 12 o'clock. Rashi says before, the Emir Chometz El Shreifa is before the time. So I have two sources that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before 12. Bittul, you can't do Bittul at 12. And B, Emir Chometz El Shreifa is before 12. And yet Rashi over here says, Yam Tenat Shal Sheva, which means that we read the Ach, do it at 12. Adover Pella, Otzim Benayra. He doesn't hold like Tosis, he says after 12. He doesn't hold like Tosis, he says you do it before. He doesn't hold like the Ramban. He says you do it at 12. What's going on here? The Ramban says you can't do it at 12, by the way. The Ramban says you can't do it at 12. So I'm asking Akasha, not how do you do it at 12, you're over by your own. That already we answered. You could do it at 12. You won't be over by Yirah. Because the by Yirah that learns out from 12 o'clock and on, Rashi agrees that you could do it at 12. It's so when's the mitzvah? When is the time of the mitzvah? Zman tashbisu. What is the time of the mitzvah? It's in the morning? It's before 12 or it's at 12? If it's before, I'm going to just go like this now. If it's before, how could Rashi say you're waiting until 12? If it's at 12, Sadi do bintel. Why is Abraham Chavetz also? When's the time? I go to Iran. What time is the mitzvah? It's before 12? How could Rashi say wait till 12 to be over the mitzvah? Elamites, at 12. So how could Rashi say Abraham Chavetz also is before the time? There's no mitzvah. That's the way to ask the kasha. I go to Iran and ask him, Rebbe, what time is the mitzvah? I want to know. I want to do the mitzvah exactly at the time. So when's the mitzvah? This is before 12? That's the mitzvah? How could Rashi say wait till 12? Elamai, the mitzvah is at 12. How do you do bittul? How do you have Ebi Chometz El Shefer before the time? How can you do Ebi Chometz El Shefer before 12 o'clock? There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah only starts at 12. So in Rashi, I have a whole problem. Rashi dances at both chasinus. He says the mitzvah is clearly before, bittul and Shefer. He clearly says the mitzvah, you can wait till 12. Came along to Megini Shlema, Rashi's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson. And he protected his Ada, and he said a remarkable pshat, which has two parts to it. It has a pshat part to it, and it has a lomdus part to it. Says the Megina Shlomo, Master Sichel Torah. Avada Le'Rashi, the mitzvah starts before 12 o'clock. Why does it start before 12 o'clock? Listen to Megina Shlomo, I want him to bear with me. It's a Master Sichel Torah. It's the only pshat that I know in Rashi, by the way. To answer this steer. When's the mitzvah? Before 12 years ago. He says, look, because of the steer of Abaya, we moved Yom Rishon from Yom Tov, from the first day of Yom Tov, to Erev Yom Tov. Yom Rishon means Erev Yom Tov. Tremendous teichik, but we had no choice. We had a steer. So the Torah Kedesha says, Ach b'yayim ha-rishon tashbisa. Yom Rishon means what? Means Erev Yom Tov. Yom Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Yom Tov. Yom Rishon means the Erev Yom Tov, the day before Yom Tov. Rishon, before. So what's the Pasuk on the Pasuk? When should you do Tashbisa? Says the Halakha Megina Shlema. But Yom Rishon. What's Yom Rishon mean? Erev Yom Tov. Let's read the Pasuk literally. Yom Rishon Tashbisa on Erev Yom Tov. Yom Rishon means Erev Yom Tov. Do Tashbisa. What's Yom Rishon? When does it start? Alei Sashachar. From Alei Sashachar on Erev Yom Tov, Yechayev to do Tashbisa. Yom Mitzvah. Mitzvah, 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 mitzvah. How do you do Tashbisu? How do you do the mitzvah of Tashbisu? You do the mitzvah of Tashbisu with Sreifa. Do Sreifa, Vakasha. How do you do the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Bittul. Vakasha, do Bittul. So you're going to ask me and say, but do I stack up? It says, Acholak. It's half day. Chatzis. Half to 6 hours. Said the Helig Megina Shlema. That in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, there are two parts. Now we start with the Lomdus. One part of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the mitzvah sasei to get rid of the chametz. That's called a mitzvah. But underlying the mitzvah of Tashbisu is also what Reb Chaim called an isser asei. It's an isser to have chametz. And now that I have chametz around, two parts. One is you have a mitzvah to go do an act of Tashbisu. By the way, how do you do Tashbisu? You can do bittul. You can do sreifa. That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So what's the ach splitting? Is it day split or it's not? Well, you're telling me that the mitzvah starts in the morning. You said in Megillah Shlema, but there's another part to Tashbisu. The other part of Tashbisu is that you're not allowed to have chametz around. There's an isser to have chametz around. There's an isser asei. The asei of Tashbisu has two parts of it. There's a positive part of it, of doing the act of Tashbisu. But ligs in the midst of Tashbisu, there's an isser to have. I'm going to speak tomorrow about Rahova, Rayas to this. That there's an isser every second. Besides the mitzvah on the gavra to do the pu'ula of Tashbisu, there's also an ongoing isser every moment to have chametz around. Tashbisu means do an act of Tashbisu, and Tashbisu means don't have chametz around. Said the Megina Shlema, the ach which split the day, split the isser part, not the mitzvah part. It means be'etzem, said the Megina Shlema, there's a stira. It says be'yom rishon tashbisu. And it says ach. Said the Megina Shlema, avada the pshat of the pasuk stays kipshuta be'yom rishon tashbisu. Do tashbisu every yontif. From when on? From the morning. Be'yom rishon. It says ach. Ach says, listen, mitzvah tashbisu starts in the morning. At a certain point, the Torah said cut off, you can't have chametz around anymore. At a certain point, I went to for a basher, a diak, looking at Rashi on Heir and Aleph, Divrei Maskel Acholak. Looking at Rashi, Heir and Aleph, Divrei Maskel Acholak. Ach and Rakim, you don't look at this. This is a Shane diak, he said. It's worth gold. Alma, Miktas Haye Mutter, Umiktsosoi Osur. Part of the day is mutter and part of it's asa. Effective Asher, part of the day is mutter, part of the day is asa. Rashi should have said, the mitzvah of Tashmisu starts at noontime. What type of Rashi is this? Alma, part of the day is mutter and part of the day is asa. Effective Asher, that's the split. The mitzvah starts. Alma, the Tashmisu, it starts after 6 hours. What's the big thing? By the way, he's talking about mutter asa. But what's mutter, what's asa? We're talking about when you have a chiv, the Tashmisu. Tashmisu is not in the morning, it's at 12 o'clock. What's Miktsasayim, Mutter Miktsasayim, also? Said of Asher, it's a riot to the beginning of Shlomo's massive Shtikul Torah. And the massive Shtikul Torah is that Rashi learned that the Ach is only a split in the Isser. It's not a split in the Wadikol. Now, I want to stop here for a second. Let me finish all the bar. It's only a split in the Isser. It's not a split in the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is Kipshutai, Ach Mimashvitash Bisum. Ait says Ach. The Ach is that at a certain point in the day, Torah said, we're done. You can't have Chametz around anymore. Yeah. We're done. You should have done the mitzvah by now. You didn't do the mitzvah. Now we're done. Now get rid of it. Agav, in parentheses, once you get to that point where the isser kicks in, every second the clock is ticking. I mean, till 12 o'clock, the clock's not ticking. You have a mitzvah. Every second till 12 o'clock, the clock's not ticking. You have a mitzvah on you. You get up in the morning. What's the mitzvah say? Maybe the guy gets up in the morning, looks at his... Looks at his luach on the wall, checks which yahrzeits today that he can give a klap by tachnun, and he also checks what's the mitzvah today. Today's mitzvah tashbisu. When do you have to do it? Lulav, you have a whole day to do, right? So from the morning. So he said, our patience. Ready? Get to 12 o'clock. We're done. The red line. By the way, it's a Mori deGazach. When you get to that red line. Says Rashi, there's no hakpot the anger chametz al shiv. You have to get rid of it anyway. Don't be a feinschmecker. Once you get to the issa part of it, the ball game's over. Meila hayetz mitvareinu is Tosis. Rashi's a third shita. Slowly, I'm just starting. Rashi's a third shita. If I ask you, I go to a rav and I say, tell me, Rebbe, what time is the shmita start? Like Rashi, so like the Rabbani says at 5 to 12. Like Tosis, he says at 12. Like Rashi, it starts in the morning. Aye, the guy says, I'm not Amoritz. He says, Ach, is Chetzi. The answer is, yeah, that's this. There's a pot, kicks in at 12 o'clock. And from 12 o'clock and on, by the way, it's Nifl Moed. That's why there's no Din of Eimei Chavetz El Shref anymore, because when you get to this, the Torah says, we're not Makrit anymore, just get rid of it. So, the Eimei Chavetz El Shref is that this is the best way to do Shref, as long as you're not being over-resumed. You're starting to be over-resumed. We're not going to go tell you to sit around and go do a half a zelda hold over. We're not Makrit how you do it. 1 second. Bittel is in the morning. Tashbis me in the morning. Aye, at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock doesn't say it's not the mitzvah of Tashbizu. 12 o'clock is the Isra Tashbizu. For Shirashi, by the way. Miktasa, also Miktasa Motor. You'll ask me and say, 1 second. If you'll ask me and say, what's the engine that runs such a weird pshat? That the Ach is going on the Isra, not on the mitzvah. If you'll ask me, what is the engine that's running such a weird pshat? So, let me say one more line before I get to the engine. So, the mitzvah starts in the morning, Bittel. The mitzvah starts in the morning, Sreifa. What does Rashi mean, Yamten HaShol Shvius? What Rashi means is, you can wait till the Shol Shvius, because then what happens at the Shol Shvius? The Isser kicks in. He didn't mean to say that the mitzvah starts at the Shol Shvius. The Isser starts at the Shol Shvius. How can I wait till the Shol Shvius? Well, I'm going to do it at 12:01. I'm going to be over. That's what we spoke 2 days ago. But Rashi, I'm not over when I do it at 12:01. Because at 12:01, I'm burning it. There he agrees. I mean, a parrot. Slowly. What's the engine that's running this huge doichik? That the Yom Rishon means the whole day, and the Ach is only going on the Isser. Tell me, in one word, what's the engine that ran this whole Lashitasa? What's the engine that forced Rashi to learn this shot? No. Very good. No. He said right here. This is Diukim. What forced it to learn this shot? Zuckerberg Mike. Bittel was the engine that ran this whole train. Rashi learns. 1 second. Rashi learns that Shmizu is Bittel. So Rashi had Taisus Kasha. Achmir Amrisha means at 12 o'clock. You can't do Bittel at 12 o'clock. The teichik of the Ramban, that you do it at 5 to 12, was a crazy teichik. Said Rashi, the Ach is going on the Isser, not on the Mitzvah. That's what that was happening. Yeah. The engine that ran this entire train was that Rashi learned Tashmizu means Vitol. By the way, why did Rashi learn like that? This brings us to another Lashitasa, because Rashi for the life of him couldn't understand. How do you know Tashmizu works? Rashi couldn't learn. Well, how does Tashmizu work? He didn't learn Tashmizu means Hefker. He didn't know the whole Patshkarai of Taisus. So, Elamai, Tashmizu is Vitol. Tashmizu is Vitol! Tashmizu is Vitol! How do you do it at 12 o'clock? It says, ah. Ah, the answer is, so what? So the Rabban said a doichik. The Rabban said that ach means at 5 to 12 do it. Do bittul, do shefa. Rashi didn't want to learn like that. Ach means at. So Rashi learned that the ach is going on the esa, not on the mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. But we said that that's the tajj of tashmizu. It doesn't make a difference. I already said, I spoke to Rabban about this once. It doesn't make a difference. But at the end of the day, Rashi holds that it's the meaning of tashmizu. So the Torah says, do tashmizu, it includes anything which is called hashpasa. It might not be mekayim of the mitzvah, but that's the tajj of the words. Do a hashpasa. No, no, you can't change the pasuk. The pasuk on the pasuk is do a hashpasa at 12 o'clock. And hashpasa includes bittul. Whether it's mitzvah, that's not important. Do, read the pasuk. Do a hashpasa at 12 o'clock. If you're using my bittul work to the kiyum of hashpasa, it means you have a pasuk that says you can do it at 12 o'clock. And in Mela, it can't be. It can't be. So akoch, Rashi learned that the ach is going on the chalesa iser. The iser asay of it. Now this in Mela, that's the teretz that Rashi holds. Rashi holds that the mitzvah starts in the morning. The sreifa, bittul. The issur starts at the half a day. The issur starts at the half a day. This yisoy of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, to answer Rashi, is based on the hanocha that in the mitzvah of sreif tashmizu there's also an issur. This is based on the fact that in the mitzvah of tashmizu itself there's an issur. If there's no issur in the mitzvah of tashmizu, it's just a mitzvah ba'alma, then the Rashi doesn't make sense. Now, this is very Gishmak Rashi Lishitasa, because Rashi says in Dalal and Aleph that what starts at 12 o'clock? Ba'yiro. How did Rashi know that Ba'yiro starts at 12 o'clock? Because it's Tashmizu at 12 o'clock. What does Tashmizu have to do with Isser? The Teretz is, Rashi learns that lying underneath Tashmizu is an Isser. He said, Magini Shlomo, if I have a Rashi, I'm adding this on. It says in Dalal and Aleph that there's an Isser that schleps along with Tashmizu. So the Ach is going on the Isser, not on the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah starts in the morning, that's Bittul. The Mitzvah starts in the morning, that's Sreifa. And then at 12 o'clock, the Ach says, wait a minute, but at 12 o'clock we're done. Ach. Now get rid of it. Now you can't have it. Now every second you can be over. Says Rashi, Ba'yirah kicks in. Now the Ba'yirah, that's derived from the Shmizu. Who told Rashi B'chal this Ba'yirah? The Teretz is linked up in the Ach. By the way, I want to point out to you, if not for the Rashi and Dalam et Aleph, I don't have a right to say such a stickle Torah. Where did the Torah say on Erev Yom Tov that it's also the whole Chametz? There's a mitzvah of the Shmizu. I understand. There's a mitzvah of Lulav. There's a clock that says every second you're over if you don't do lulav. I'm worried to get a shiloh. Alisa Shachi, you get up the first day of lulav. Obviously, you have mitzvahs do lulav. Every time, that you, every minute that goes by, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, you don't shake your lulav. You're about to do the asay, chas v'shalom. Have a whole day to do it. Zvizim makim on the mitzvahs. A guy who doesn't shake lulav at the crack of dawn, by Neitz Achama, by Alisa Shachi, by the way, the mitzvah starts, not at Neitz. He's over something. He's about to do a mitzvah, chas v'shalom. He has a whole day. Zvizim makim on the mitzvahs. That's it, maximum. Well, it could be this. Who cares? But you don't even know what he does this. Yeah? What are you talking about? What? What is with anything I said?
The whole reason why we said yesterday.
I said, what's that with anything? All I said is that Rashi says that there's an issue for 12 o'clock. I said, Lule Divrei Rashi, I will tell you, Tashmisu is a proactive mitzvah, not an error of Yom Tov. You have an entire day to go ahead and burn your chametz. You want to do it earlier, you're a tzaddik. You want to do it later, you're a lazy guy. Okay, you don't run after mitzvahs. That's all finished. Who told you Michal is an isser? Tashmisu Yerisha means error of Yom Tov. Do the mitzvah Tashmisu. You have a whole day to burn it. Acholak says, do it at 12 o'clock. Where does Yisurim come from? Who said Yisurim? Why? What does Yisurim mean? You know what Yisurim means? Yisurim means that every second that goes by, you're Russia. Why am I Russia? I didn't do the mitzvah. I'll do it in a half an hour. Mabaya. By Lulavi never heard such a thing. By Matzi never heard such a thing. I could do it a whole night. Any mitzvah, which is give it a tefillin, I could do a whole day. Which you some of you which I want to tell you about? Yeah? Is every mitzvah I could do all day? What's happened to Tashmizu after the Teretz is? Who said this is Yisurim? Yisurim means that every second that goes by, I'm not Peseder. Wait, Rabbi Friedman's going to be angry at me. Tomorrow, listen carefully. Listen carefully. I'm going to finish. We didn't finish off Tesis yet. Let's finish off Tesis. Tomorrow, we're going to do the entire Gemara of Heyam and Aleph. It's a very easy Gemara. Gemara Rashi Tesis. Till the sugya of Leishishchat, Achamet Tamzivki, which I hope we're going to start tomorrow. Either way, what's important is, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, B'shotev U'mitzlachas, the Mashgiach, Marino Mashgiach is going to come speak to us, give us different chizuk. Lukras Matan Torah at 12:15 sharp.
So the Eilim should please make an alamichya and come back. Make should make an alamichya over there, by the way. You're not allowed to really eat in the street when you come back. If you really do help us brachas once. And be here sharp at 12:10 so that the Mashgiach could come. So,